stand up.
我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing the song together.
299首奇异恩典。
Number 299, Amazing Grace.
请坐。
Please be seated.
今天诗歌敬拜就到这里。
That's it for the inspiration today.
下面请长老带我们祷告。
Now, Elder Du will lead us to pray.
我们祷告。 Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this special day, especially to honor our mothers and what they have done to all of us. None of us would be here today if it is not because of mothers. A mother gives the balance of normality to the family life. Their role in training and nurturing their children cannot be overemphasized. Their love and sacrifice, may you reward, dear Lord, with strength, wisdom, patience, and endurance. And may they not be discouraged in time of frustration because of the lack of expectation on their part. Knowing that children are not meant to be their possession or soul or pride, But as mother, they are to give the duty of bringing them up, to train them, to nurture them, and also to love them as they are. Because that is part of God's family. And also, in doing their duty and the part, the mother will be, in turn, passing on the torch, so to say, to their children, in terms of human friendship and the real meaning of Christian love and community. And in doing so, to also fulfill Christ's mission of bringing a taste of your heavenly kingdom to earthly existence. We thank you so much, dear Lord, again for giving us another day to worship you, to honor you, and in particular, think about our mothers and what they meant to each one of our lives. I pray that you will be with us today as we continue to study your words, to share together your love with each one of us here present today. For we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Today we will read the text is Luke 2:34-35.
The scriptures that we are going to read today is Luke chapter 2, verses 34-35.
我们先用中文读，再用英文读。
We'll read it in Chinese first and then in English.
路加福音2:34-35，西面给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说：“这孩子贝利。” 是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的话语，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。Luke
chapter 2 verses 34-35. Then
May
God bless his own words.
感谢主，今天范学德弟兄又平安来到我们教会讲道。
Thanks the Lord for bringing Brother Fan Xuede peacefully again to our church to preach.
他今天讲到的题目是，你的心也要被刀刺透。His
sermon topic today is a sword will pierce your own soul too.
现在把时间交给范弟兄。Now
I'll give the time to Brother Fan.
Happy to come back to see everyone
of you.
今天是母亲节。
Today is Mother's Day.
本来应该讲一点happy的信息。
I should preach a happy sermon.
但今天题目是你的心，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
Tell the title is not that happy.
这是一段非常美的经文。This
is a beautiful scripture passage.
你知道吗？我们在基督教中这样，就是说，在中世纪之前很长的时间，就是天主教的兄弟姐妹被玛利亚看得太高。In
our history, in the medieval time, many people regarded Mary to be too high,
甚至因为她是中保,
And because of she is the intercessor.
但从路德改革之后呢，我们基督教新教兄弟姐妹往往把玛利亚看得太低。
So for the Reformed Protestants, we tend to reduce the level of our esteem to her.
而以为玛利亚就和我们普通的一个信徒一样，普通的一个母亲一样。
We treat her as ordinary as other mothers.
其实你只要稍微想一下就可以清楚了。
But we can clarify those.
上帝绝不可能随便选，上帝绝不可能选随便选一个女性做耶稣的母亲。
But I think God would not choose an ordinary female to be the mother of His begotten Son.
所以说到耶稣这块就是说，看你的母亲当对，请照顾母亲，把母亲托付给约翰的时候，其实不只是托付给约翰，也是给众教会一个榜样。
So when Jesus was on the cross, he entrusted his mother to the hands of his disciple John. He was trying to set up an example for the whole church.
所以圣经中关于玛利亚有一句非常著名的话，从此之后万代要称为的有福。
In the Bible, it was recorded that Mary was blessed because she is blessed for all generations. All generations will call her a blessing.
圣经中对所有的男女的评价没有一个用这样最高的形式，万代要称为有福。
There was no other higher praise to Maria, to Mary, saying that she is the blessing that will be proclaimed through all generations.
所以也许今天这个母亲节的时候，是我们天下做母亲的人基督徒姐妹再一次去看看玛利亚。
So today is Mother's Day, and I'd like to take this opportunity for us to re-examine what was recorded about Maria.
进一步明白什么叫真正的母亲。
To understand what it means to be a true mother.
我们在路加福音中一开始就讲到西面著名的不动。OK 动了。西面颂。
In this second chapter of Luke, it mentioned this prophet Simeon.
说西面用手接过台，称颂神说：“主啊，如今可以照你的话，释放仆人安然去世。”我的眼睛看到了你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。
This is identical to verses 29 through 33. Simeon praised the Lord and saying that, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel.
我们今天在读这个话的时候很容易去理解。
It's easy for us to read it and understand what it meant.
如果你想这是在两千年前。
But if you put yourself back to 2,000 years ago,
在以色列所圣殿中
in the temple of Israel,
完了之后一个老人看到一个小孩就那么大的小孩说从此之后啊。这个人是什么？这是看到他，就是看到了上帝的救恩。
Can you imagine an old man look at a baby and said, "I have seen God's salvation"?
完了说，指的这孩子说，是这个小孩就是像是照亮外邦人、全天下人的光芒。
And he will be the light for all the Gentiles.
说是以色列的荣耀。
And the glory for the people of Israel.
我想大概旁边大多数人看这个老人一定说疯话。
If you were surrounding this old man, you must be thinking that he must be crazy.
你要是只要正常思维，一定会觉得那是疯话。怎么可能这么小孩是照亮外邦人光，是以色列人的荣耀？
So how can such a small baby be the light that shines on the Gentiles and be the glory of Israel?
这就是先知和我们的不同。
This is how prophet different from us.
我们大概两年以后发生什么都看不到。
We cannot even see 2 years beyond.
他能看到两千年后是吗？
But they see more than 2,000 years later.
所以一两千年上历史证明，这个先知西面说的的确是，耶稣是照亮世界的光，永恒之光。
And indeed, the history proved that Simeon was the prophet, and what he said was correct.
这里有一句关键的话。
So those, key phrases.
就是亲眼看见主的救恩。
That Simeon has seen God's salvation in person.
我觉得作为一个母亲来讲，在这里你给提出一个。非常非常重要的使命。
So being a mother here, he mentioned a very important mission for the mother.
就是第一件事就是你自己要亲身经历到上帝的救恩。
The first thing is that the mother herself must experience God's salvation first.
我不是说你明白上帝的救恩。
I'm not saying that the mother need to.Has to understand fully.
你听别人讲过上帝的救恩。
You heard about other people talking about God's salvation.
而说你自己生命中有那么几件事清清楚楚知道上帝的救恩临到了你。
You must understand that in your life, in some moments, that you understand that God's salvation has come.
上帝的手触摸得到你的心。
That God has touched your heart.
然后你用这样的生命向你的家人、向你的子女告诉你真的看见了、亲眼看见了上帝的救恩。
Then you share your experience with your family, your children.
如果你自己没有办法亲身经历到上帝的救恩，你是没有办法向这个家庭、向你的子女去传递这个救恩。
If you have not experienced that, you cannot spread that kind of relay that kind of experience to whoever you try to share.
这个社会上有句流行的俗话
，The common saying like this，
说一个成功的男人后面你都有一个成功的一个伟大的女性。
A successful man usually has a great helper, a female helper behind him。
这个现在你这个大陆把这个词改了一下。
Then recently, in China, people changed that.To be.
所以一个成功男人后面一定有一群，就不必说了。
They change that to behind a successful man is a group of women that help him.
不是 helping 是要钱。这个 OK，well 就是说，但在教会史上你可以看得很清楚。在一个伟大的圣徒背后，往往有一个伟大的母亲。
In church history, we can see that it's very often a great disciple. Behind the great disciple is a great mother.
而这位母亲是一个虔诚的基督徒，是一个亲身经历到神救恩的人。
The mother is a pious Christian that had experienced.God's salvation.
你知道这些母亲一个最伟大特征表现在哪里？
You know what are the most important characters of those mothers?
她们是怎样去服侍神的？
How they serve God?
用她们的膝盖和眼泪。
They use their tears and their knees.
就像刚才弟兄讲到约翰牛顿的母亲。
Brother mentioned the mother of Newton.
其实你还会知道还有两位伟大母亲，卫斯理的母亲，奥古斯丁的母亲。
Also include the mothers of Wesley brothers and Augustine.
所以奥古斯丁几乎和牛顿的母亲一样。
the mother of Augustus is like the mother of Newton.
其实比他还伟大。
Even more admirable.
因为他亲眼看到了一个叛逆的儿子。
Because Augustus is so rebellious.
而且这个叛逆的儿子不是一般的叛逆儿，像我们这样一般家叛逆儿也叛逆不了什么。
And it's not ordinary rebellion like most of our youngsters.
这个人是个才华横溢的人。
But Augustus was a very talented kid.
是一个现在证明是改变了整个西方或世界人历史的人。
And his works has changed the history, the Western history.
而且他母亲知道自己很无奈，在理论上根本无法跟这个儿子去争论。
His mother knew that she could not argue against his son.
所以他只有用膝盖和眼泪苦苦地求神。
So the only thing she could do is pray, with her tears and on her knees.
我记得他现在见到一个主教的时候。安布罗修的时候呢，就讲到了自己儿子的情况，希望主教救他。
So one time, this the mother of Augustus went to a bishop and presented to the bishop the poor condition or terrible condition of his son of her son and asked the bishop to help.
我记得主教大概说这样说：就有这样一位你这样一位母亲为孩子祷告，这个孩子不会失落。
The bishop told her that with a mother like you, the child would not be lost.
所以后来奥古斯丁真的信主了。
So Augustine finally put his trust in God.
结果他的母亲就安然离开了这个世界。
And then his mom passed away soon after.
用你自己的生命，用你亲身听到的生命去见证那位神是活生生的上帝。
So use your life to experience this living God.
而母亲的这一个作用是天下任何人也取代不了。
And there's no substitution. No one else can take your place.
让孩子在你生命中能看到上帝的救恩。
Let your children see through you God's salvation.
亲眼看到。
That they really witness that.
经常看到。
And witness that often.
紧接着你西面又给他们祝福。
Then Simeon blessed this family.
这是用我们今天话讲，这是一个非常奇怪的祝福。
Also is a strange blessing over here.
所以我们读圣经有时候一定去敢于直面圣经讲的到底什么样的东西。
So when we read the Bible, we need to understand what it really means.
你就像这样的祝福，你有一天看哪有这样一个祝福词
？It's very rare that people bless others in this way.
说你自己的心也居然被刀刺透。
That even a sword will pierce your own heart, your own soul.
就像大家都知道鲁迅讲的一个故事，就像大家都知道鲁迅讲的一个故事。
Okay, a famous writer, 鲁迅 wrote this way.
说假如你这个小孩子才生了，大家祝个告啊，这个孩子有一天会使。
没听懂。
我的发音，就有一天这个孩子会死去，说。
A kid will die, eventually.
所以这不叫祝福。
So this is not a blessing, right?
完了之后说一个母亲有个孩子很棒的小孩。
And then a mother with a very capable kid.
完了这个来祝福说你的心有一天被刀刺透。
And can you bless that? Saying that he will be like a sword that pierces through your heart.
这种应该乱棍打出去。
So those are pretty random.
所以西面给他祝福，对孩子母亲说：“这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心的意念显露出来。你自己的心也要被刀刺透。”
So repeat 34 through 35. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, The child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too.
所以我还是想，你当时听到这个讲话的这个祝福人，当时一定有着非常奇怪的话。
So how would you react if you were Mary and heard this?
就像你评论现在大陆最近的政治形势，你只能用两字来评论：诡异。
It's just like you want to make comment to the current status quo of the Chinese politics. The only expression I can come up with is. What is 诡异
What is 诡异
Tricky?
不是 tricky, 非常奇怪阴险不可理解、yeah, 大概就这么一些东西都加在一起
Beyond comprehension, crude, evil
Yeah, yeah, yeah
Combination of all those
所以但你在今天看这就比较清楚了
But today when we reflect uponWhat Simeon blessed, it was clear to us.
因为我们过了两千年
Because 2,000 years have passed.
两千年的历史我们看哦这话真的原来他叫许多人跌倒许多人兴起又成为诽谤的证据一直到今天对吧叫许多人心里的心意显露出来完了你自己的心意要被刀刺透
So indeed, through 2,000 years of history, we see peopleBecause of Jesus' shake, people fell or rose, and many people spoke against Christ, and even sometimes our hearts were pierced through those attacks.
你看孔子的一生有没有什么关于他两千年后的预言
？Do we see any prophecy about Confucius?
没有
，none.
你看到穆罕默德或者你看到释迦摩尼你看他有没有关于他们这样一个非常清楚预言完了两千年后证明的确是这样
How about the prophecies for Muhammad or Buddha?
所以也没有
No
所以圣经中你会知道一个非常一个冒险的一件事
Therefore it would the Bible writer really take a big risk
因为他这个将近有十分之一的篇幅讲到了预言，这是任何其他宗教书中没有的。
Because the Bible spent one quarter of its content in prophesy the future.
你比如说有机会，你可以去读一下佛经，你可以读一下可兰经。
If you have time, you can read the books of Buddhism or the Quran.
可兰经上，这个佛经上写的非常深，非常深奥。
The Buddhism books were very deep in thoughts.
但他不会预见一个民族有多少多少年前后，他们有一天他们还会被打散了，还会重新团聚。
But it would never put a forecast or predict that a people will be broken away, scattered around the world, and finally converge back.
重新建国
and rebuild their nation.
他也不会集中那么大篇幅，居然具体到一个人。
It would not also focus on one person.
其实你看他写路加福音的时候，这只是耶稣死之后大概几十年间的事。
So when Luke was written, it was just maybe a couple decades after Jesus died.
就把这些话都如实记录下来。
But it recorded such prophecy faithfully.
当时的人看不到
，People at that age could not see，
因为预言是指向未来的
，Because prophecy was about future，
而不是未来的一天，而是未来以后的历史。
That is the future, the history far, far away from today。
所以你在今天就看很清楚，将近两千年的预言，原来这两千历史写的全是真实，一步都实现。
But when we reflect, compare this with what we saw in the history in past.2,000 years, they all become reality.
就比如说我在大陆上这些年一直我常讲一句是深入敌后的那去写作。在大陆网站写作开玩笑。
Just like recent years, I wrote a lot of articles and post that on my blog.
没有人敢骂穆罕默德的。
No one dared to condemn Muhammad.
伤不起，用大陆话说，发音不出来的。惹不起。
They dare not to challenge the Muslims.
也几乎没有骂释迦牟尼的。
And you seldom hear people criticize or scold Buddha.
觉得这个哥们还不错。
Because people feel that Buddha at least is a good man.
唯有在耶稣的身上，你发现赞美的与反对的非常厉害。
But only on Jesus, you see this polar reaction.
叫一些人兴起。
Some people stood up for him.
叫一些人跌倒。
Some people fell because of him.
所以前两天还有一个人跟我自己贴中跟了一句话，要杀光基督徒。
So even in my blog, I received a message a few days ago that people claim that they want to kill all the Christians.
所以这里就讲到说祝福。
Here it says bless them.
我想大家可能都看过那一本书，爱的五种语言。
Many people probably have read the different languages of love.
有没有没看过的就不用举手了。有没有没看过的？你们《爱的五种语言》这本书？
没有，
哦，这么多啊
！Not seen that book.
哦，那大概你们自己爱的语言都表达非常好，不用学习了。
So probably you have already know how to express.
我建议大家去买书去看一眼，尤其是觉得在这方面还需要锻炼自己的。但你觉得很好了，就不用了。
So I encourage you to buy the book and practice.
那是一本非常好的书。
Very good book.
居然没想到在大陆也成为畅销书。
And it become a one of the hot sell in China.
就像《标杆人生》居然在大陆成为畅销书，使那个出版家都感到不可思议。
Just like this famous and popular book in American churches, the Rick Warren's Purpose-Driven Church.
Yeah.
And it became a hot sell book in China, and the publisher was greatly surprised.
其实学会祝福，说祝福这个拉丁文的意思就是说美丽的话，美言。
Blessing in its origin Latin means saying beautiful language.
那当然基本包括我们大地们知道，包括肯定、鼓励、仁和、谦卑这样一些话。
Those saying need to show affirmation, encouragement, kindness, humbleness.
其实最重要的就是说，作为母亲，应当善于说出上帝对孩子要说的话。
Especially for mothers, you have to say, probably say what God wish to say to that kid.
因为现在许多说这种所谓正面的语言，许多时候完全是一种，许多时候论为一种虚假。
Many times we think those positive words may become too superficial.
这个见到一个60多岁的女性，还说：“哇，你好漂亮，好年轻啊！”
Just like we see a lady, we usually say, "Wow, you're so beautiful, so good looking."
这个就需要重新定义年轻和漂亮了吧
？We probably have to redefine the meaning of those.Adjectives.
因为圣经中关于这个年长的姐妹最大的鼓励是什么？说你是个才德的女子，是个贤惠的女子，这是最美的赞美。
The most beautiful description in the Bible toward a mature woman is that you are a woman of virtue and characters.
所以说出上帝对孩子要说的话。
So.We mothers need to say the words that God wants you to say to the children.
这是真正的鼓励。
This is a real encouragement.
在上帝眼中，这个孩子什么样的孩子
？In God's eyes, how He look at this child.
尤其是他的灵性和人品。
Especially his or her spiritual life and characters.
去祝福他。
So you bless him or her.
让你的孩子从小就有一个信念。
So that when he grew up, he has this concept.
我是上帝所珍爱的儿女。
That I am a precious child of God.
我记得有一天我跟我儿子讲了一段话，那他大概十岁左右的时候。
I remember I told my son when he was about 10 years old.
我说孩子，有一天你会发现，其实你爸跟社会上许多人一样，有许多很黑暗的地方。
I told him that, your father is like many others, that we have our dark side.
我说你自己有一天会发现更痛苦，发现你自己心中有许多垃圾，也很黑暗。
And you will also find that someday you will also find that in your heart there are a lot of garbage.
我说你在这样下，你作为一个有追求的人，你怎样还能活下去
？So you need to.
你怎样才能活下去
？So you need to know how to live. Continuously.
我说你只要记住一句话。
I said you must remember this.
就是你从小在教会中唱一首歌。
And that is one song that you sang when you were young in church.
就是上耶稣爱我，我知道，因为圣书告诉我。
Jesus loved me, that I know, because the Bible tell me so.
我说，无论你发现外边的世界怎样黑暗，你自己内心怎样黑暗。
So no matter how dark it was in the outside of this world, and also the darkness in your heart.
你只要坚信神爱你，永不改变。既然你不爱他的时候，他也爱你。
But you have to remember that God loves you regardless. Even sometimes you don't even love him.
其实你在经历不到他的时候，他也以不可想象的方式来爱着你。
Even though that you do not experience him sometimes, he will use his miraculous ways to love you.
你就可以活出人的尊严、价值和意义。
Then you can live out. Dignity and the meaning of being a human being.
所以，作为母亲，在家中有个非常非常重要的使命。
So a great mission of mothers in the family is,
你的丈夫是牧师。
If your husband is a pastor?
Oh, no, 不是，你的丈夫就是家里的牧师。
Oh.Your husband is the pastor of your family.
这个牧师有时候常常不太尽职。
Sometimes this pastor did not do his job.
所以你天然的使命，你就是家中的师母。
And you are the pastor's wife at your family.
你们家就是个小教会。
And your house is a small church.
你作为一个师母呀，你把自己的孩子带大，是一个非常非常重要的使命。
And it's an important mission for you to bring up.Your children,
也可以说是一个母亲第一重要的使命。
That is your number one mission.
所以紧接着预言就讲的叫许多人跌倒，许多人兴起。
The second aspect of Simeon's prophecy is many people will fall. It caused many to fall or rise.
那么原因在哪里
？What are the reasons？
就是怎样看待耶稣
？And that is how they treat Jesus。
最重要的就是怎样看待，尤其在那世界中，怎样看待耶稣的神性
？How do they treat Jesus？ The godly aspect of Jesus。
对。信虔诚信耶稣的基督徒来说，我们大概一个很难的问题，就怎么看到耶稣是百分之百的人。
But for Christians who really regard, truly regard Jesus as God, it's important for us to see how he is really a man too.
对于非基督徒啊，就是最难的问题，就是怎样看待耶稣是百分之百的神。
For non-Christians, it's important for them to see, probably the most difficult for them to see is that Jesus is 100% God.
对于基督徒非基督徒来说， 有个最难的问题，就是这个百分之百的神怎么有可能是百分之百的人？
And for both camp, the Christian and non-Christians, is the hardest thing is how can Jesus be 100% God and simultaneously be 100% man?
没有一个人解释清楚。
No one can explain fully.
只能凭着信心去接受。
That so that we have to accept this fact.
要么就接受，要么就拒绝。
Either accept or reject.
指望想明白没有可能。
It's impossible to fully comprehend.
但这个预言就说他成为被攻击的对象，一个被攻击的标志，这历史上已经证明了。
And the history has proven that Jesus Christ was the object of all the attacks. And people stood up to fight against him.
这个你不敢攻击穆罕默德。
Very few people dare to condemn Muhammad.
除非你想找死。
Unless you are looking for trouble.
好像没有人去攻击释迦牟尼。
And very seldom people attack Buddha.
因为人们讨论他的学说。
Because people talk about his theory.
唯有耶稣，他的学说其实不是第一位的，而最重要是他这个人到底是谁。
But for Jesus, not that much was about his theory, but more about himself, the person.
所以他一直成为被攻击的对象。
So he was constantly under attack.
不信主的人就倒在耶稣的神性上。
Those who cannot believe him were stumbled because of the characters of Jesus that related to God.
完之后，预言到最后的时候，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
Then it came down to verse 35, says, "A sword will pierce your own soul."
这个刀到底代表什么
？What does the sword mean?
我看了一些解经书。解释
I reviewed quite a few books.
有的说这是悲痛。
Some were saying sore means sorrow.
有的说呢这是上帝的道。
Some were saying this is the word of God.
我觉得可能最好解释是，因为说在这个没有一个完全准确的解释。
It seems hard to come to a conclusion or consensus.
但我觉得最好解释就是说，你自己的心也要被那个刺透，那个刀其实就是十字架的象征。
I will interpret that sword as the symbol of the cross.
这个圣经中讲到人子时候有一句非常重要的话，就是人子必须受许多的苦。
The Bible mentioned Jesus saying that the Son of Man has to go.Has to endure a lot of suffering.
我记得我上次来了，给大家读了一首诗，你们可能有许多人还记住，是吧
？How many of you can recall what I share with you a poem?
这个其他的神明都很强壮。
Many other gods were very strong.
这个都是。可以说有很大的能力
，and powerful，
但没有一个受苦，没有一个手上有伤痕，唯有你有。
But only Christ, Jesus Christ, has, the wound.
其实受苦是耶稣的一个标志
，because suffering is the key, symbol of Christ.
一个没有受过苦的上帝是不值得信赖的上帝。
A God that does not go through suffering is one that doesn't worth our trust.
我们知道，大家就知道一句话，我们中国都有一句话叫“同甘共苦”。
Chinese says that you have to go through the bitterness or the sweetness together.
与人打交道，共苦容易。
It's easier, for two friends to go through the suffering.
但如果一个神打掉不能与你共苦，大概这个神对你就真的就缺乏同情心。
But if God never gone through some suffering himself, he would not have that empathy.
所以圣经讲到的关于神的功能都讲的许多是相反的道理。Pascal 把它概括为相反性。
Therefore, we see a lot of the paradox, situations or descriptions in the Bible.
所以你在圣经，你在历史上，你从来没有告诉一位神是受过苦的神。
Because, God Himself had gone through sufferings.
你会知道一个上帝是强壮的上帝，但没有告诉这个上帝强壮的神，同时他也是软弱的上帝。
So you seldom hear that the God has His weakness point.
所以你就想
象。
这个当耶稣抱在母亲的怀中，这样一位小 baby 是不用害怕的。
So when Jesus was in his mother's arms, he had no fear.
所以神是用他的软弱来帮助我们。
So God used his soft side, his weakness to help us.
所以马可福音中最关键，整个马可福音的这个信息其实就盖在马可福音中。第十章第四十七、四十节，人子来并不是要服受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且舍命做多人的十字架，多人的赎价。
And we can see that in Mark 10:40, it describes Christ saying that the Son of Man came to this world is not to be served, but to serve others, and will give his life.To be the ransom for the many.
你看这像写上帝的吗？
Can you accept that this description is about God?
啊，上帝来到人间就是来服侍别人，为别人服务。
That God came down to serve others.
所以耶稣来颠倒了我们关于整个关于上帝的观念。
So Jesus came to tumble our conventional thinking about God.
我们现在发现上帝是高高在上，有大能力，我们都服务在他脚下。
Because we tend to think that or perceive God as high in the heaven, and we are all bowing down.
啊，其实不用说上帝了，其实不用说上帝了。
Not even just have to mention God.
就是一个小 leader、小老板、小 group leader 也希望你服在他脚下。
Even a small boss, we have to do this to him sometimes.
这才叫当官嘛。
And that's why people want to be leaders.
所以这个骆家辉为什么在大陆最近批判他呢？
That's why the ambassador Gary Locke is now criticized in China heavily.
所以你出门拎包叫我们的领导情何以堪呢？
He said that Gary Locke put a big contrast to the way that leaders act.
这个我们领导村长都不拎包。
He said, in China, even our village leader would not even have to carry his own suitcase.
这是这个世界的哲学。
And this is the philosophy of this world.
你要是当官，别人就得为你服务。
If you are the leader, then you have many people that need to serve you.
你官越大，你就为你服务的人越多。
And the higher the rank you have, the more servants you will have.
耶稣来了，整个颠倒。
But Jesus turned this upside down.
耶稣说：“我来为你服务。”
Jesus said that I come to serve you.
并且我做最卑微的服务。
And I do the most humble tasks.
啊，我服务不是到饭堂上给你做点饭了。
It's not just cooking for you.
所以我常讲这个，我说这个东西还比较容易啊。
I said those kind of common things of serving is easy.
这个尤其我们中国饭做好的大家都喜欢吃。
Serving a meal is not a big deal.
是 big deal 啊。这个但你说上帝来的做服务并做最卑贱的服务，这就是人们无法想象的上帝。
But God came down and do the most humble, humiliated things, and that is beyond.Our comprehension.
说做给你洗脚。
That he even washed our dirty feet.
你知道那个时代人不像我们现在的穿着皮鞋哈，这个还穿着袜子，那个脚还是可以的。
Because we know that today we wear socks and good shoes, so washing the feet may not be a big deal.
那个时候以色列不像现在这个是咱们这柏油路，你走来走去也没关系。
And we have good pavements today, so it doesn't make your feet dirty.
光着脚丫子在那脏地上走那么长路，甚至还踩到马粪，完了一个人去为你洗脚。
Back to the old days, a lot of people just barefoot and walk on the dirty roads.
你能先这上帝做的工作吗？
Can you do that kind of humble feet washing job?
或者反过来讲，如果上帝不做这工作，他还能是上帝吗？
If God doesn't do that, can he be God?
所以这就是神颠倒我们，告诉我们一个真正的神，像耶稣这样的神，你在耶稣生命中，你就看到了神是谁样。
So in through Christ, you can see what God really is.
所以我讲听那个讲家庭关系的时候，我最不愿意听的就一个讲法。
So when I hear about the teaching of how to have a more harmonious family relationship.
但因为讲员讲的有问题。
I dislike one point.
因为这个讲员讲的不是把圣经这个意思讲得很清楚，但是他说圣经中关于夫妻关系的教导。
And he said this way. He said about the husband and wife relationship.
所以你丈夫要做头。
That the husband need to be the head.
这当然圣经教导。
Of course, this is the teaching of the Bible.
但你得要具体解什么叫做头。
But you have to explain.What it mean?
你别说做头就是为了说了算，拍板听我的。
Being the head doesn't mean that you have the final say and everything, is decided by you.
你知道做头什么意思
？What does it mean to be a head?
不是往上爬。
It's not going up.
往下爬。
It's going down.
爬到十字架下。
Going down to the foot of Christ.
做那个最低位的工作，先去给太太洗脚。
You wash your wife's feet first.
宁肯作为。
Can you do that?
所以，真的有一天看上帝颠倒我们对人生、对什么东西许多的看法。
Therefore, God has changed our common thinking about many things.
换句话，如果神来了，耶稣来，不颠倒我们看法，那样的上帝你也别去信。
So if Jesus comes and does not change your a lot of your thinking up and upside down, then
跟你想法一样，跟我想法一样。
If his thinking is the same as your original thinking,
那这样一个上帝连我们家都管不了。
This kind of God will not cannot even govern my family.
上帝来了，一定叫我们自己许多地方去兴起。
So when God comes, it will cause people to rise.
在我们许多地方跌倒
，but also stumble or fall in other.Aspects.
其实这个跌倒兴起的都是你。
And it's you who stumble in some aspect, but also rise in some others.
都在你自己的心中。
It's all in your heart.
那么讲，玛利亚讲心被刀刺透，圣经中用三节主要的经文讲到这一条。
So, Bible uses three instances to describe how this sword pierced through.Mary's heart.
一次就是耶稣在圣殿中，那个母亲去是三天后去找到他。
One is just a few verses down in chapter 2, and then it was describing that Jesus was in God's temple, and the parents spent 3 days to try to find him.
母亲对他说：“我儿为什么像我这样行？你看到我父亲和我伤心来找你。”
So Mary told Jesus when he saw Jesus, saying that, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you."
耶稣回答说：“为什么找我？你岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？”
Jesus replied, "Why were you searching for me? Don't you know that I had to be in my father's house?"
所以这是第一次。
It's the first instance.
其实也预示到就是当你的孩子有一天要有独立。
It means that your kid sooner or later will become independent.
你做母亲来讲，你怎样去学会放弃
？You need to learn how to release. hands off.
这个放弃不是说你要不管。
It doesn't mean that you don't care about your child anymore.
而说你要把它慢慢的去交给神。
It means that you need to gradually let God take control.
你要你的孩子自己把生命立在基督这个根上。
You want your child to build his life or her life on Christ.
不再是说我母亲的神。
It's not just my mother's God.
是我的神。
But also this child's God.
哦，不再是说我被我爸爸妈妈给逼着来教会。
I'm not be forced by my parents to come to church.
而说是我的教会。
But this become my church.
所以这是父母有一天会学会去放手。
So parents need to learn how to hand off.
让孩子去找到他自己的家。
Let children find his own spiritual home.
你会知道我们都愿意控制。
We all know parents like to have control.
但有一天学会放手。
But someday you have to release.
把他交到耶稣的手中。
And give it.Your child to the hands of Christ.
第二段话，我想大家也都知道，就是有一天耶稣在正在那个讲话中。
The other passage is when Jesus was preaching in the temple.
他父母母亲和一些人来了，就要和他说话。
His mother came and want to talk to him.
完了，别人告诉说你母亲和兄弟来找你了。
So some others told Jesus that your mother and your brothers came want to talk to you.
他就回答那说谁是我的母亲，谁是我的兄弟。
And Jesus said, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?"
他伸手指着门徒说，看哪，我的母亲，我的兄弟。凡遵行我天父旨意的人，就是我的兄弟姐妹和母亲了。
And he pointed to the disciples, saying that.Behold, my mother and my brothers, for all those who follow Heavenly Father's will, they are my brothers and sisters and my mother.
在这里呢，耶稣给天下的母亲呢，提出了一个非常重要的使命。
So here Jesus proclaims a very important mission for all the mothers.
成为你儿子的兄弟姐妹。
Become the siblings of your children.
做你儿女的朋友。
Be the friends of your children.
这里的关键词在什么？就是要遵行天父的旨意。
The key point is that those who follow God's will.
有一天你和你的儿女一样。
That someday your Children will,
在主内成为兄弟姐妹
will become brothers and sisters in Christ.
不要总是抱着三娘教子的态度
Don't always treat them as young kids that you have to control.
有一天要学会要指教三娘
Sometimes you have to turn the table around and let your children teach you.
让你我共，你和子女一同去接受上帝的教育。
That you learn with your children together from God's will.
最后一条。
The last point.
耶稣在十架上十架七言中的两句话一句话。
This is one of the seven sentences or seven times that Jesus answered when he was nailed on the cross.
母亲看你的儿子。
He told his mom, "Behold, dear woman, here is your son."
又对门徒说，看你的母亲。
And told the disciple that he loved, and said, "Here is your mother."
这是预示着一个伟大的事情。
This is predicting an important thing.
就是有一天你自己的心要被刀刺透。
And that is one day your heart will be pierced by this sword.
因着你的儿女你要受苦。
that because of your children, you will suffer.
这种诉苦有许多的方面。
In many aspects,
但有一点是共同的。
The one thing is common.
你感到深深的伤心失落，你的灵魂被刀刺透。
You feel deep sorrow that your soul will be, it's like be pierced by the sword.
你为信仰，为你儿女的信仰，你要付出代价。
You have to put a price for the belief of your children.
你要背起这个十字架。
And that is the cross that you need to carry.
这就是神给你的十字架。
And this is the cross that God has given to you.
你背着这样的十字架。
And you carry this cross.
和你的儿女一起祈祷。
And you pray with your children.
为你的儿女祈祷。
Pray for them.
所以这样一天你才可以看到这样的儿子。这样的女儿，这真是和你一样，都是神所珍爱的儿女。
That someday they will become, your children will become the God's children that He really loves.
这你就做了世间人世间最伟大的一项工作。
And that is the most critical mission, most important thing that you have done.
你接续的一项工作，你。你做了一项工作
，That is one great thing that you have done.
和上帝一同做的工作
，And work together with God.
就是把一个人培养成为一个真正的人
，Is to develop a person to a real person.
一个神所疼爱的儿女
，A children that God really loves.
好，我们做一个简短的祷告。
Let's pray.
主在这个母亲节的时候，让我们天下所有的母亲再次思想。自己在你面前的神圣使命。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this opportunity for all the mothers to realize the important mission that you have given to us.
你把培养儿女这样重任交给我们。
We thank you for this important mission to develop our children.
主啊，无论我们的心怎样一次次被刀刺透。
Even though we have to go through many sufferings.
我们无论我们自己背上多么沉重的十字架
，No matter how heavy this cross that we are carrying，
我们都要信赖你。
We want to trust you，
跟随你走
，Follow your path，
完成你交托给我们的伟大使命。
In order to complete the great mission you have entrusted to us，
这样祷奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
And we pray in Jesus' holy name， Amen。Do you have a microphone?
Today is the second Sunday of the month, so the tradition of the church to have our Holy Communion.
这今天是每个月的第二个礼拜天，所以我们照例要举行主餐。
In the New Testament, there are two places that mention about.
在新约里面有两处经文，有详尽的描述。
The first one is recorded in Luke chapter 2.
第一个是路加第二章。
And the second one recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
第二个是哥林多前书第十一章。
I just want to share with you about the meaning of the communion.
所以我要先跟大家分享一下，这个圣餐的意义。
As you know, the communion is for believers who have been baptized to make the commitment to Christ.
这个圣餐是让所有受过洗的，已经在主面前，宣告他认识这位主的。
The first century people celebrate communion very frequently.
在第一世纪的教会的时候，非常 经常有这样的聚主餐。
And during Paul's time, this is basically like a full supper getting together.
在保罗的时代，那时候的圣餐就像一顿筵席一样。
Nowadays we have potluck a lot of time gathering together.
那现在因为我们每个礼拜天都有中午都有吃饭。
Only Sunday, but a lot of time we get in potluck.
哦，我们也各个小组常常在家里面有这个 potluck。
But in Paul's time, it's also a big time for a big meal together.
在保罗的时候，主餐常常是在大家一起用餐的时候。
I believe that nowadays we live a very busy life.
今天因为我们的步调很快。
And I think the communion time is time that we can quiet and reflect.
这个主餐是一个很好的机会，让我们能够静下来反省。
I think there are two lessons I learned by looking at the New Testament story.
我在看这些经文的时候，学到两件事。
If you read Luke chapter 2, you know just before the Last Supper.
在路加第二章，我们看到这个。主最后一次用这个晚餐的时候
Judah, one of the 12 disciples were with Jesus at that time.
这个卖主的犹大
And he was there to participate in the Last Supper.
他本来是要参加这个他是要参加这个主耶稣被卖以前最后一次的晚餐
And Christ, particularly as Matthew,Recorded,
在马太福音里面记载的
that, in Matthew chapter 2 when the last supper recorded that Christ is pointing to Judas and said you are the one whom that's going to betray me
主对这个犹大说你就是要卖我的人
God's Christ saying that the one who dips into the cup and share the last supper with himIt's going to be the one that betrayed him for 30 pieces.
他说我在这个饼里面，我在拿这个饼去沾一点这个油，给哪一个人，哪一个人就是要卖我。
So in a way, the lesson we learned that the communion time is a time for confession.
所以在这个举行圣餐的时候，也是一个你自己反省，反省自己过分的时候。
When this was recorded in the First Corinthians chapter 11,
在哥林多前书十一章记载的地方
，Paul was also pointing out to the believer at that time.
保罗也这样子讲当时的信徒。
He talked about their selfishness, thinking about themselves and not others.
他在责备。当时一些自私的信徒
，because during the big meal that time gathering, a lot of people came, and they won't wait for others, and they start eating and enjoying themselves. They ate up all the food, and those latecomer or later came and joined them. They have nothing to eat.
他责备这些先来一些信徒先来的，他们先把这个饭菜都吃光了，后面来的没东西吃。
I read in chapter 11, verse 20 said.When you come together, it is not the Lord's supper you eat. For as you eat, each of you goes ahead without waiting for anybody else. One remains hungry, another gets drunk. Don't you have home to eat and drink in? Or do you desire the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing?
保罗指责他们说，吃的时候有人，吃到有的饥饿，但是有的过吃的过饱，甚至酒醉。他说，你们要吃喝，难道没有家吗？还是藐视神的教会
？So I think Paul is talking about the attitude of the people at the time.
保罗指责当初当时那些人的心态不正确。
I think that as we come to communion today, this good time to quiet, reflect our lives,
所以今天我们在这里举行主餐，这是我给我们一个反省，反省我们过犯的机会。
We are all sinners. We make mistakes all the time.
我们都有犯错的时候。
Communion time is time when we reflect, where we have behave as we should.
所以让我们借这样一个时间来反省我们对不起人、对不起神的地方。
The time for us to confess to God of our weakness and our sinfulness, and also a time to think about others and pray for others in this time.
在我们借这个机会来在神面前忏悔，也借这个机会来祝福别人。
I think there is a real meaning of the Holy Communion, not only to remember Christ who died for us on the cross to save us, but also that we also reflect our lives so we can be a blessing to others in our lives.
不单是感谢主为在十字架上为我们而舍的，我们也借这个机会来，让我们自己能够，活得更像主。请执事们到前面来。好，我们一起祷告。Shall we bow and pray? 主耶稣，我们再一次的借着这个饼跟杯来纪念你在十字架上面为我们舍身流血。我们谢谢你的救恩。谢谢你让我们能够认识你，并且借着你的宝血，我们能够在神面前称义，来到神的面前与神和好，我们感谢你保守我们这个教会，让我们能够在这里每个礼拜天，在这里敬拜你，并且能够学习彼此相爱。今天我们在这里再次的用这个饼跟杯来纪念你的死，也像长老刚刚所说的，我们借这个机会来省察我们在许多地方我们跌倒，我们做得不好，求你原谅，也求你帮助我们在这些在哪里跌倒就在哪里爬起来，因为你是给我们力量的主，我们今天能够来到你的面前，再一次的坦然无惧的来到你的面前，因为你已经原谅我们，求你帮助我们，在这些我们做的不好的地方，能够重新的站起来，也帮助我们在跟弟兄姐妹关系中间有破裂有裂痕的地方，求你也帮助我们彼此重新和好。这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。